the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm happy because it's a Friday. We air the grievances up around here at 844-967-2789. James Santel, fine former U.S. attorney, friend of mine, joining me in the Shaw. Joining me in the studio snacks, but your calls, they're right now, beginning with Annie from Watertown. How you doing, Annie?
Oh, been better.
What's wrong?
I wasn't going to bring up guns, but the thing is, you know, they kept saying how, oh, those liberals are so angry, you know, and I thought, come on, gosh, you know, we're not, oh, they want to take away all everybody's guns. Yeah. Well, okay, you pushed me far enough. I'm angry, and I'm fine with just everybody getting the guns taken away. Just fine. Just make them disappear, you know, twinkle my nose and make them all go away.
Well, there's more guns than humans, Annie. You know, that'd be a hell of a hill to climb to get rid of all the guns in America.
That's why it would probably take magic to do it. I saw a string of photos or posts by people and their guns. And, you know, they're laying out all their arrays. I know the commentators, you know, these guns, she sat down and figured it out, and they had at least $100,000, if not $200,000 worth of guns there, and it looked like their house was, you know, lucky to be worth $100,000. And these people also spent $2,500 a month on ammunition. It's like, what is wrong with these people?
Well, you can't shorten yourself on ammunition, Annie. You never know when the apocalypse is coming.
Yeah, the Christmas cards. And that kind of stuff, you know, putting it in, I think it's bizarre. I can only think of listening to you interview that gun guy, Clark or something, and you're asking him, you know, you have your gun here. You know, I thought, oh, I hope my kids don't go to anybody's house with somebody like that, you know, and saying, well, do you keep it locked up? And no, you know, and I'm thinking, well, what does he do? Walk around with it on his hip all the time? And yes, that's what he said. But yeah, I mean, there's dad washing dishes with the gun on his hip, you know? I mean, I thought, how much more bizarre can it get, huh? And then I see all these
dishes. He is not going to pre-rinse those dishes, Annie. He'll be damned before he does.
Oh, yeah. So that's the grievance if you want to do the guns. I was thinking on the news how instead of just the news guy giving the, you know, Joe Biden announcing the economic numbers and everything like that, why do they have to then add in a second side of somebody saying, oh, the consumers are concerned about the gas prices? You know, it's like, wait a minute. Isn't this just news? Just tell the news about the economic thing. Why bother with, oh, some people say the opposite is good?
Yeah, it's sort of a
Christian world.
You learn that from watching Fox News, Annie. You know, they often say the most horrible stuff with some people are saying. And Annie, if you're really bored, next Sunday, June 12th, about 1 o'clock, Crudy will be on Fox News. And I'm going on Fox News after the January 6th hearings, probably not to talk about the January 6th. You know they're going to be avoiding that topic on Fox News. But I promise, Brian, I will bring it up if they don't. I promise. This time, I mean it.
Did you guys hear about those hearings? I'm sorry. You're asking me about my earrings or about the January 6th hearings? I don't know. There's a feed here is a little bit different.
Law and order? Let's talk about the criminals of the January 6th, starting with the former president. And see how I can sort of sneak it into everyday conversation.
Oh, you think? Did you say Joe Biden was zany or you liked Liz Cheney? We should talk about Liz Cheney.
Not today. Get a little bit of sound of Joe Biden. Let's play a little sound of the president before my fine guest joins, James Santel. If we could, Fancy Brian, going to start at cut 17. Joe Biden, there's a new jobs report out today. I think 391,000 new jobs. That's pretty good. It's not a blockbuster, but still pretty damn good. 17.
We aren't likely to see the kind of blockbuster job reports month after month like we had over this past year. But that's a good thing. That's a sign of a healthy economy. with steady growth.
And if you believe our president, I'd like to, you know, the economic foundations, they're solid. Cut 18.
With record jobs, new record small businesses, and wages rising. It's the foundation for an economy that works for working families.
Building a solid foundation. More from President Joe Biden, a position of strength. You know, when you keep adding jobs, you're strong.
There's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges. Because of the enormous progress we've made on the economy, the Americans can tackle inflation from a position of strength.
Position of strength. Well, I'd like to think that as well. Again, Joe Biden would describe this as a robust recovery. Play it for the people. Cut 20, please.
America's achieved the most robust recovery in modern history. Just 2 years removed from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
More from Biden. Cut number 21, I believe. Americans do remain anxious, though.
I know that even with today's good news, a lot of Americans remain anxious. And I understand the feeling.
They probably are letting you know, aren't they, Joe? They are, you know, putting efforts into lowering costs. Cut 22, Biden tells or talks about the efforts. Cut 22, please.
If food and gas prices are going to be elevated by Putin's price hike, one way we can make things a little better for families is by helping them save on other basic items their family needs on a monthly basis, like their utility bills, their internet bills, their prescription drug bills.
Fancy Brian's porn bill. I mean, there's lots of bills out there.
That comes with it. It's just included.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. More from
they had great packages.
More from the president discussing inflation and the fact that he'll work with frickin' anybody. Cut 23.
And I'll work with anyone, Democrat, Republican, Independent, to deliver real solutions and real savings for the American people. Not take money out of their pockets.
Fancy, we got time for 24. Keep playing it.
It's been a constant interchange.
Gun reform.
And I've been constantly briefed. I'll do what I can to try to see if we have some real progress.
One more question. Elon Musk, critical of Biden on the economy. Here was his response. President Biden, cut 30.
You say Elon Musk about his feeling about the economy. Jamie Dimon has said similar things.
Well, let me tell you, while Elon Musk is talking about that, Ford is increasing their investment overwhelmingly. I think Ford is increasing the investment in building new electric vehicles, 6,000 new employees, union employees, I might add, in the Midwest. The former Chrysler Corporation, Stellantis, they are also making similar investments in electric vehicles. Intel is adding 20,000 new jobs for making computer chips. You know, lots of luck in his trip to the moon. I mean,
to the moon with you, Elon. Back for the happier happy hour and James Santel with the rest of you.
Oh my God, we're burning alive!
I know you got to be frustrated. I can take.